This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A Circle K employee sued the store after they fired her for pushing a man when he got close to her while carrying two knives. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the state Supreme Court has now said she is protected by state law.
The state's highest court said on Monday that the then 72-year-old woman had the right to defend herself on the job. She was working at the store when she felt scared of an armed man who was acting erratically. She pushed him. He eventually stole cigarettes. The next day, she was fired by Circle K, which accused her of being the instigator. The state's high court advised the federal district court that self-defense is inherently a public right in Colorado rather than an individual proprietary right. Moreno's lawyer believes the court's view could have implications for all workers in Colorado. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Birth rates in Colorado have been falling, but not as fast as the rest of the nation. Fertility rates in the U.S. have fallen by about 16% since 2007. In Colorado, the decline is closer to 8%. Neil Marquez is Colorado's interim demographer.
A lot of that is due to the fact that who Colorado attracts is young working age individuals who end up staying, making lives here, having kids here, forming families here.
The U.S. fertility rate started falling about two decades ago, in part, Marquez says, due to the recession that began in late 2007. Marquez says another reason for the decline is the wider use of long-acting reversible contraceptives among 15 to 24-year-olds. This is CPR News. At many lower elevations in Colorado today, high temperatures will reach into the 90s. There is an ozone alert in place for counties around the Denver metro area.